Hi, my name's Chris Pels. In this video, we're going to look at the new list view control in Visual Studio 2008 and see how to group data into subsets. Let's get started by creating a sample website. And this website's going to be in Visual Basic, but when you download the sample source code, you'll also be able to get everything in C Sharp. So let's get started by adding a list view control to our default ASPX page. And if we go to the toolbox, you'll notice that in the data set of controls, there is no list view displayed. And that's because one of the things you have to do is go over here to your website, go up to the properties, go into the build area, and make sure that the target framework for your website's .NET 3.5 in order to get the list view control, because it's a new control that's added in version 3.5 of the framework. So now that our website's working in 3.5, if we go back to the toolbox, now you'll see we have the new list view control available. So let's add that to our page, and we'll just put it down here in the div. Now the list view control is a very flexible control because it essentially allows you to display a list of items using a templated approach so that you can format the list basically any way you want. So let's take our list view control, and first template that we need to put is called the layout template. And as you can see here in the drop down list with the IntelliSense, there's a number of different templates that you can use with your list view control. So the first one we're going to use, as I said, is called the layout template. And with the layout template, what that essentially defines is the overall layout of the list view. So what we're going to do is build a layout using a stylesheet based div combination to get the various elements or items in our list view to lay out on the page. So we'll start out by creating the main div that we'll use. And in order to have any HTML element recognized by ASP.NET, we'll need to put a runAt equals server attribute in the element. So we'll just put a runAt equals server in our div. And let me just format this page a little bit. So as we go along and put more things in it, it'll be easier to read. So this is our main div, which is our template for our layout. And then inside of this div, what we want to have is a secondary div that represents each item that we're going to display in our list view. So we'll add another div, and this one we're going to give an ID called item placeholder. And the item placeholder attribute is a very important name in that it's the default name for the template for each item. Now you don't have to use item placeholder, but if you use the ID of item placeholder, the list view will automatically pick up this element as being where you want to place the items in your list. And again, because this is an HTML element, a div, we need to put a runAt equals server. And we'll just close that off. So essentially this div is going to be the placeholder for each of our items. Now the items are defined in an item template, and we'll create an item template. So whatever inside of this item template will be replicated for each of the items, and it'll be placed up here where we have our item placeholder. So to start with, let's just create another div that's going to contain our item, and we also need a runAt equals server for that div. Now we need to put something inside of this div, and because the list view is a data bound control, we're going to need some data. So let's go over and create some data in the code behind for the default ASPX page. So let's go create some data that we can bind to our list view so we have something visual to look at when we work through the different capabilities of list view control. And let's create an event, page render event, and we'll create some data here for our list view. I'm going to add a few imports to make the typing a little quicker. And we're going to import system.link. And we're going to also import system.io. And we're We'll go down here to our page render, or pre-render I should say, and let's dimension a new variable called file list, and we're going to set that equal to from f in, and we're going to create a new directory info object. What I'm going to do is read a list of files off the hard disk here, so we'll display those files in our list view. And let's get files from the Windows folder on the hard disk, and so we'll get all the files there and we'll select F. So that link query will return a list of files in the Windows directory. And now we'll take our list view 1, and we'll set the data source equal to the results of that link query, which is just file list, and then we'll bind it. So that will create a list of files that we can then bind back in our list view. So let's go back over to the list view. So now we'll go back over here into our item template where we have our div, and let's just put the name of the file. So we'll just do an eval, and we're going to take the name property of our file info object. So that should display the name of each file here in our item template. So let's just get this web page up and running and make sure this basic list view works. So start it up without debugging, and let's see, and yeah, we're getting our list of files in the Windows folder, and they're just in a big column at the moment. And let's actually take a look at the view source, because it'll give us a little bit of perspective on what's going on with the list view control. So here you can see our main container div that we have in our layout template, and then here is the individual div, each one representing an instance of the item template that we created in our list view. So we'll close this down and go back over to the list view. Now we want to do a little formatting here to lay things out in addition to the capabilities that are in the list view. So let me just add a cascading style sheet, and what we'll do is actually add a theme, and we'll just take the default theme 1, and then we'll add a new item, a cascading style sheet, to our theme, and we'll just take the default name of our cascading style sheet, we'll just call it style sheet, and add that in to our theme. And we'll go over into default ASPX, and we could put the theme down in the web.config, but since we'll just have one sample page here, we'll just add the theme, and we'll set it to theme 1, which we just created. So now we should have that cascading style sheet applied to our list view, and let's go over into that style sheet. And what we want to do is just create a few styles here. We'll create a style class called ListViewItem, and the first thing that we want to do, let's to test this out, let's say we have the font weight and we'll set it to bold. Then we'll flip back over here to default ASPX, and now this div that represents each item in our item template, we'll set a class equal to the list view item that we just created. So we'll save that. Let's just start up the web page again to see that we're getting our style applied, and indeed we are, because we're getting all the file names in bold. So now we'll go back here, and let me flip back over to the style sheet for a moment. And what I really want to put in here is a little bit of a margin, so we get some border around the different file names. So we'll just say margin, and we'll put 0 pixels for the top, 5 for the right, 0 for the bottom, and we'll put 5 pixels for the left side. And now let's just take the background, and let's set that equal to yellow, so it'll stand out a bit. Let me fire up the website again, just see how we're doing with getting that applied. And we are, but we're getting this huge big yellow area at the moment, and we'll get that a little more refined as we do the grouping. And let's just put one more little thing here. We'll just put a border, and we'll make it a solid border, 1 pixel, and we'll make it black. And let's just change these margins and put 5 pixels around each, because then we'll get a little box with a little space around it for each of our file names. That'll give us a good visual indicator of what's going on here. Okay, now let me just start up the website and web page again. And there we have our little box with a yellow background containing each file name. So as we start to manipulate the list view, it'll be pretty easy visually to see what's going on. So we'll flip back over to default ASPX, and let's make some more changes to our list view. So our basic list view is working well. However, we have all of our file names in just one big stack and a column. And let's try to make this layout a little nicer by using the group template that's available in the list view. And that's going to give us more flexibility of creating groups of items. So we'll go up here and let's add a new template, and as I said, that's called the group template. And the group template acts much like an item template in that it's the template which defines a group within the list view. And whenever you have a group template, you need to put some HTML in there. And let's just put another div. And again, we have to put the runout equals server, because it needs that in order to work with ASP.NET as a standard HTML element. And then within the group template, what we do is we're actually going to define an ID, and we're going to call this item placeholder. And you might say, well, we already have an item placeholder up here in the layout template, but what we're going to do now is go up to what originally was the item placeholder, and we're going to call this the group placeholder. So what we're doing really here is creating a hierarchy between the layout template is going to put instances of the group placeholder, and then the group template is going to put instances of the item placeholder. Now within the group template, it's going to put instances of a div, and that will be the item placeholder, but what we want to do is we want to wrap that in another div, so we get a little layout that we want here. Let me just format this again so we have a nice clean layout for you to understand what's going on. So what we're going to have here, let me just close off that div so we get that. Okay, that's better. So what we're going to have here is the group template is going to be implemented, or I should say, placed in the layout template, and then the item template inside the group template. But the thing that we're missing here is how many items is it going to put in each group? And that's an attribute you put up here in the actual list view tag. And there's an attribute called group item count. And let's set this equal to, let's say, 3 to start with. And what that means is that in each group, there are going to be 3 instances of the item template. So let's give our div container, which is in our group template, a class, and we're going to call this equal to group view item. And we'll go back over here into our cascading style sheet, and let's just create that style. And in this one, let's just put a little padding, and we'll give it 5 pixels of padding within each group. Now what we want to do is get our items to lay out in a tabular type format using divs. So in order to do that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to float left each item. And then because they're grouped in another div, what I'm going to do here is clear both because we want each group to be separate. So I'll go back over here to default ASPX. So it looks like we're all set to give our grouping its initial test. So let's start up the web page and see what we get. And indeed we are getting a different layout of our file names here. We're getting, remember our group item count is set to 3, so we are getting 3 instances of each item within a group. And we're, each of these yellow file name boxes is a floating div, so they're floating left, so they're going from left to right. And then there's a div that has or represents each group, and that has a clear both, so that's clearing the floating, and we're getting this somewhat tabular layout. Let's take a quick look at the source here just to see what that looks like. And you can see here we have the beginning of a group, then we have 1, 2, 3 items, each in their own div, and then we're closing out the group, down here. So that creates a pretty good layout, but what we'd like to is to have it a little more symmetrical, so we can do a couple things. And the first thing I'll do is go back over to our cascading style sheet, and let's just make each of these items a specific width. Just make them, let's say, 100 pixels. Now let's fire up the website and see what happens again. Now they're all equal widths. We probably could have it a little bit wider because we're getting some overlap here. So let's just go back and set this to, say, 125. Let's fire it up again. And that's a little bit better. Still have a little overlap, but we're getting a pretty nice tabular format here using our divs. Now, things are looking pretty good with our grouping, and what we'd also like to do is have a bit of a separator between each of our groups. And there's a template called the group separator template. And so what this will put in is whatever HTML you have here in this template will be inserted in between each group. And in this case, we're using groups to create sort of pseudo rows, so this would be inserted in each row. So let's create another little div here, and we'll give this a run at equal server. And have that, and we'll just put a little space in here. Yeah, we'll just put an ampersand there. And let's give this a style as well. So we'll go over here into the cascading style sheet. And let's call this class the group separator. And let's give this a height of 5 pixels. And we'll give it a width of 100%. And let's give it a background color of blue. So we'll go back up and let's add that class to our group separator. So now we should have this in between each of the groups. Let's start up the website and see what this looks like. Okay, so here we go. Let's start it up. And now we're getting an even more sophisticated layout. Here's our little div with a blue background, which is our group separator. And as you can see, that's being inserted in between each of the groups containing the 3 file names in the yellow boxes. Now there's one more thing that we'll put in here, and this is called the empty item template. And so in here, we'll put another div, give it a run at equal server again, and we'll put the word empty in here, and let's create a little style for that. We'll just call this empty item. We'll say put a font weight bold, and let's put a background color. Let's give it another color so we can see where that is. We'll give that a green. So we'll go back over to default ASPX, and we just need to apply that class. That's a nice new feature in Visual Studio 2008. Let me just back this off and show you this again. And that is, we're getting IntelliSense on our cascading styles, which is really helpful. So we'll save this. And let's fire up the website and see what this looks like. So here we get things, and let's scroll down. Let's see if we actually have any empty items. In case you haven't seen this, you'll see what it does. And interestingly, we have exactly the right number of items to be divisible by 3, so we're not getting that. So let's go back down and look at yet another feature of grouping. Now right now we have the count set to 3. Now all we have to do is change this to say 4, and with that simple change we're going to get a grouping that's different than we had before. Now we're going to get 4 items in every group. So there's quite a bit of flexibility there. Remember that we could set this group item count programmatically as well, and so we could do some interesting things in terms of changing layout of this control. So let's go way down the bottom, and now we're finally getting our empty item template. We don't have a width set there, so it's going across the whole screen, but it would appear right here. And in fact, let me flip back over to Visual Studio, and we'll go into the cascading style sheet. Let's just take this width from our list view item, and let's make the empty item the same width. I'll save that. Go back over and let's just refresh our page. And now you'll see we're getting our cell, so to speak, down here with the empty item. So this empty item template can be very useful because it's inserting an empty cell or placeholder when there's no data. And that, in combination with the grouping, can be very helpful in putting some specific things when you have empty items. So back over to default ASPX. So that's how grouping works in the new ASP.NET List View control. You start out with a layout template, and within the layout template you have a placeholder which represents where each of your groups will be inserted when the control is rendered. Then within the group template you have the layout of each group, and there's a placeholder that indicates where each item in the group will be inserted. And the item is defined down here in the item template. We also looked at the empty item template and the group separator template, and we just saw how you can control the number of items in each group with the group item count attribute up here in the list view tag. I encourage you to download the sample source code, take a look at it, use it as a basis for implementing a list view control with grouping in your own website. It's available in C# as well as the Visual Basic that we used here in the video. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on how to use grouping in the new ASP.NET List View control.